Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Overt here with Pensacola Business Radio X, broadcasting live from I-10 Wired Summit. I've got Mr. Daniel Judge in our booth this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So you're with Actigraph, and I see that you're presenting today, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what are you presenting on?
I'm presenting on what I think is the most important part about technical work.
Yeah?
Non-technical work.
Non-technical work. So all right, I got to ask, why is non-technical work the most important part of technical work?
Non-technical work is what I would call soft skills.
Right.
The things that actually get us hired.
Yeah.
So you'll get an interview based on your resume. So you're a good coder. You get an interview. But what happens, you get in that interview, you can't communicate, you don't get the job.
Sure.
If you do get the job, you can't communicate, you get fired.
Right.
You don't do your work, you're not productive, you get fired. So what I'm going to talk about are the things that I think that I've learned in the past 15 years that have really helped me blossom as a developer.
Right.
And into what I would call a human being, not
sure.
Just a developer.
Sure. Well, because so much of that gets lost sometimes when you're just stuck at the desk and then...
Exactly.
You've got to... I mean... And let's face it, in this industry, you guys are doing some pretty technical work and some things that not everybody else understands.
Right.
But yet you have to translate that to the rest of the world. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you, when you give these presentations, what do you want them to, what's the biggest thing you want them to take away?
What I'm looking for them to take away is that it's not just, let me learn the new technology. Let me focus on some of the other things that I'm doing. Am I reading? Am I working again on my communication? How am I dealing with my coworkers,
mm-hmm.
my boss? Because if I'm not handling those things professionally, I'm not going to advance.
Yeah. So, or grow your company or anything else. So, what? How does this come from somebody who's been, I think, doing engineering for so long? How does this strike a heart with you? How did it come to the point where you are actually giving presentations at I-10?
I think where I'm a little different than most people is I have what I would call a computer science light degree. I have a business degree,
sure.
But I'm a computer programmer at heart. And so I've come at it from a little different angle where
right.
I've understood that if I can't talk to the people in the sales department, they're not going to understand what we're doing. And so I've worked from seeing some of my mentors, how they live and what they've done. They don't just work 80 hours a week. They have a life outside of work.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think that's helped me and why I've wanted to present at a conference like I-10 Wired.
Yeah. So is this something that you're seeing... combining these two, is this something that is a big need in this? Are you the only one doing this, and or is this something that's happening all around?
No, I'm definitely not the only one. There's a gentleman who really inspired my why I want to give a talk. His name's John Somnez. He's a computer programmer, entrepreneur out of Tampa, Florida, who wrote a book called Soft Skills. And so it is what I would consider the Bible for non-technical
right,
skills.
Right.
And that's really what's grown that. And I've seen this a lot. There's other developers out there who are trying to spread this message.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to be another evangelist for these kinds of non-technical skills.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and sometimes you don't even think about how much of a need it really is. So, well, Daniel, I want to thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
And let's let everybody know where they can find you or get in touch with you. Maybe we can get you some more talks and books, huh?
Absolutely. You can find me on my website at danielwjudge.com, W as in my middle name, which is Wade, and then or on Twitter at danielwjudge.
Great. And then we will also include our links, too, on our site so people will be able to find you. So, again, Daniel, I want to thank you for coming out today to I-10, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the I got one more question.
Please.
What are you most excited to see today? And you can't nominate yourself.
Well, that's
can't do that. So
I'm excited to see what Northwest Florida has to offer for technology skills and what the presenters that we have. I'm looking forward to seeing what what the leaders in this area are bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Because I think that we have a lot to offer to people that don't live here. And I'm tired of seeing our developers go to school at West Florida or wherever and then leave the area for
sure.
other places. I want to make sure we keep that talent here in Pensacola.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, again, thanks for stopping by this morning, yep. and we hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank
Have
you.
A great one.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.